Good morning. We're clearing Chayodim, Klaus HaMazayin. We're learning Simen Tezayin. Kibud Av, Kadim Le'em Lahakim. So now, in general, we look at the Kibud Av and Kibud Em are exactly equal. The Torah writes, Kabez V'icho V'simecho. The Torah writes by Mora, Ish Imoy V'aviv Tiro. So it's Makdim by Kibud, the father to the mother. By Mora, it's Makdim, the mother to the father. Because I'll explain, because we might tend to do a little bit less for the one who's mentioned first. So we need to mention the one who's mentioned first to tell you that that we should make sure that we give the same level of kavod and merit to both of them. So in general, we look at kibud av aim. There's no difference between kavod av and kavod aim. The one exception is in a case where you have a conflict between the two. The father asks for something and the mother asks for something. So the Mora gives an example. A parent asks to get them a drink. So that is a form of kavod to get them a drink. The mother asks for a drink and the father asks for the drink at the same time. So who does the child give to first? So Chazal said that we give it to the father first and then the mother second. So that's the language of the Chayadim. It's lahaktim. In a case where your question of who goes first, so we give the kedima to the father. Now, in a case where they're divorced, then there's no difference between the two. There's no kedima to one over the other. Shrehi chayeves bechoed ba'alo, because the mother herself also has some level of responsibility of kavod vis-a-vis the father. Now, we have to explain that a little bit. To just finish off the language over here of the simon, I'll go back and explain it. However, once she's divorced, there's actually no difference between the no din kadim at all. She has no chiyuv kavod to her former husband. But in general, there's no difference between av and aim. In this regard, there's no difference between the din kavod and mara of an av and aim at all. But this is the one exception. So a few things I just want to clarify on this. First of all, the Rama has a beautiful language, the inyanim of kavod, from the husband to the wife and from the wife to the husband. So the Rama in Pilchus Ishus, Perek Tezvov, so the halacha yates, v'chein tzivuk ha-kavod m'shehei odem m'chabed es ishto yosem m'gufa, v'yavok k'gufa, a person has a chiyuv to be m'chabed his wife more than himself, and love her just like he loves himself. The person has more money, he has a chiyuv to be made tip to his wife. Person should make sure that he doesn't pressure his wife, that he talks to her gently, he shouldn't walk around being upset at her, shouldn't be angry at her. That's halacha yutes. So that's the chiyuv of the husband to the wife. He's a chiyuv to give her a tremendous amount of kavod. Then he says in halacha chav, v'chein tivu ala isha shetia mechabedes hezbala v'yersim midai, chazar mechayev, that the woman has to be mechabed the husband tremendously. V'yela mura mimeno v'tasa kol maseh al piv. Chazal were mechayev that the person has a chiyuv. A woman has a chiyuv to be a chiyuv to be mechaber her husband, and the husband is a chiyuv to mechaber his wife. They're chiyuv in both directions, and the chiyuv of the husband to the wife is yos to migufoy. But that being said, Chazal said there is an inyan of looking like it. The Rambam continues. It says that she should be in her eyes like he's a sar, etc. My father-in-law, Olav Shalom, once asked Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal, so how this Rama, they learn this Rama, and the Rama says that the wife should treat her husband as such. It says, how would a man be able to create such a type of a situation? He says, if you want your wife to treat you like a king, you have to treat her like a queen. If you try and treat her as Anything other than that, it's not going to work. So that's the key of kavod is a very strong key of kavod in both directions. And that's not, we're not in demeaning in any way the key of kavod from one direction to the other. But there is some level of key of kavod. Now, the second part of the question is, why is this? So Chazal say a language that, because the reason why you're makdim the father, because the mother is a chiyuv kavod to the father as well. So the child will be mother giving to the father because the mother who's asking has a chiyuv to, as it were, allow the father to go first. So I want to clarify that point because it's not as written. There's some questions on it. We need to clarify that, but we'll do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.